98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach with the Best Mix in the Morning Show and your Coast Social Network on the air and Furry Friends Friday. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. And every Friday morning, we get a chance to talk with awesome agencies around Michigan's Great Southwest, helping us talk about great animals that need adoption from some great homes. Hopefully, we'll be taking some animals in that need adoption. And Rebecca Cooper is with Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan, ready to talk to us this morning about Lily, just a beautiful little shy kitty. Has great pictures that we've posted at 983thecoast.com, also on our Facebook and Instagram. So tell us a bit about Lily.
Lily's just a year old. She came in from a home from Niles. They found her as a stray. They had several other animals and children. And Lily was having some urinary tract issues, so we brought her in. I ran her through a thing of antibiotics, and she's doing great now. She's quite the lady, uses the litter box. She's been spayed and up to date in her shots. She's a little shy, and she's at my house, so she hid out in the basement for about a month, and slowly she's coming upstairs, but she really needs her own home and somebody that she can really bloom with. You know, she gets petted and everything, but she's kind of low man on the totem pole right now, and I just love to see her get her own family and just blossom.
Yeah, this is definitely one of those situations where if somebody also is looking for just one animal, just one experience to do, and maybe, again, somebody to concentrate deeply on, Lily might be that person for someone, right?
Yeah, I think she'd be fine with one or two other cats, but we just brought in several cats from Niles who are very dominant, and I just noticed her, you know, regressing a little bit. So, you know, I wanted to highlight her especially because she's ready to go, and she's got a charming, sweet little personality, and she'd be great with, you know, teenage kids or even younger. She seems very gentle and stuff, but and she's good with my dog. It's just that some of the older lady kitties here are being a bit of bullies, and so I'd love to see her get her own home.
Ah, okay. Well, that's where we come in and hopefully can help Lily get one. So if folks want to contact Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan, how do they get a hold of you folks, Rebecca?
We have a phone number that's a dedicated message service, and that does bounce to my phone, and it is 269-934-SPAY. And I think that's 7729, but I'd have to double check.
Yeah, I think that's right. I got it right in front of me, and that seems about right. And if folks give you a call, they can pretty much ask just about any question they need to about the process and about Lily, among many other questions, right?
Yes, we have lots of other kitties. They're looking for homes and lots of kittens, like everybody. But we want to highlight our older kitties that will get overlooked this time of year.
Yeah, and as we were talking with Ron at Cass County last week, there is an overabundance of animals who are starting to crowd a lot of the shelters and a lot of the agencies like Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan. So we really need folks to start stepping up and make considerations for adoptions. So if anyone's out there hearing things, and even if it's not that person who's hearing this and going, all right, that's not me, if they can at the very least share this message or share our Facebook and Instagram post with folks, it's more than helpful because we certainly need it these days.
A great addition for an older person, too. If you have an older relative that is pretty much at home most of the time and stuff, a lot of times with Animal Aid, if something happens, the pet is more or less returnable. We have first right of refusal. So we do place a lot of cats that are older kitties, you know, that are more mature and just going to be, you know, not climbing the furniture crazy with older people. Uh-huh. And we assure the family that if anything happens and they have to go into assisted living or something, we're there to help support them at that time also.
That is a fantastic idea. So, again, take us up on that offer. And, again, 934-7729 for more details there. And you could also probably give that number a call if you want to ask questions based on the Wine and Wags at the Round Barn event that will be coming up Sunday, June 5th. Tell us about that as well.
It was an annual event. Of course, we skipped them for a couple of years with COVID. It's an open-air event. There's music and lots of other different foster organizations will be there. So it's kind of a big group fun afternoon. They're going to have an artist there that will be drawing pet portraits. We will have some items for sale and some of our pets for people to visit with. I believe Animal Control was there the last time. I know Paws of Hope is going to be there. I haven't gone down the whole list, but it is available on their website for the event. And it's only a $5 cover charge, and that whole $5 fee does go to the participating non-rescues that are coming, nonprofits.
Excellent. All right. And again, folks can contact you at 934-7729 for more details. And again, Rebecca Cooper is with Animal Aid of Southwestern Michigan for more details on Lily or Wine and Wags at the Round Barn. It is Furry Friends Friday, part of the Coast Social Network here on 98.3 The Coast, and it's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.